John Lumen says riding a bike is a healthy way to get around town. He says using bikes can ease traffic congestion. And he says if more people used bikes, we wouldn't need to import as much oil. But he says none of those is the real reason he rides his bike.
Well, it's fun.
Lumen is part of a group of bikers who gather on the last Friday afternoon of each month in downtown Rockford, Illinois. The first order of business is to plan the route, which varies from month to month. Lumen says the riders don't shy away from major streets because part of the goal is visibility.
When people see a group of bikes, they tend to pay it more attention than a single biker, and it tends to make them think that, you know, there are people out there that ride bikes and get around that way.
The rides are open to anyone. The pace is leisurely, and they last about an hour. Today's Critical Mass has just 20 riders. That's far less than Critical Mass rides in places like Chicago, which sometimes draw nearly 1,000 people. But the Rockford riders are pleased, since 20 is their largest group ever. Some months, fewer than 10 people show up. Lumen says he isn't discouraged by the low turnouts. He says it's going to take time to build up a ridership base in Rockford.
Chicago wasn't a very bike-friendly city until Critical Mass came along in Chicago. And people started biking and started networking with other bikers and raising the awareness of bikes. And it developed to something.
Once they choose their route, the riders set off together. They mostly observe traffic regulations. Their presence seems to have little effect on the constant stream of drivers heading home from work. Terry Patterson pedals west on a main thoroughfare as cars zoom past just a few feet to his left.
Just having a presence on the street, taking a lane with this many people, can open people's eyes, give them the visual that bikes are viable, that we can have sustainable energy through human energy.
Looks like we're turning right here. You've mentioned some of the social environmental aspects of this. Why is this something that you personally participate in?
Personally, I've been shot at with paint guns, slingshots, pop cans, beer cans, cigarette butts, get a job, get a life, people spit at me, you know, people mess with bikers in Rockford.
Many of the Critical Mass riders say cities don't always do much to help their concerns, and they say Rockford is no different. They say bikers' needs aren't always taken into account when new roads are built, and they say existing roads don't offer bike lanes. Doug Scott is the city of Rockford's mayor. He concedes the city hasn't always treated bikers with respect.
We're fighting a lot of years of history here where they weren't as highly regarded as they should have been. We've done well with some paths and some other things, but just in traveling along the streets itself, we haven't done as well as we probably should have.
Mayor Scott says the city does look at the needs of bicyclists when new roads are built, but he says it's difficult and expensive to retrofit existing roads. After making a loop through Rockford's north and west side, the group ends up at the home of one of the riders. There, a large pot of soup is waiting on the stove, and everyone helps themselves to a bowl. Some of the Critical Mass riders believe in bikes so much, they started a free bike clinic for kids in their neighborhood. By patching up tubes and greasing up chains, they hope to plant a seed that will grow into the next generation of riders. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Chris Lehman.